Hi, today's March 17th, 2018, and this is Comics News Podcast 96. I'm Todd Ogasawara, my good friend Jay Stone, and today we're going to be talking about the 2018 Black Panther movie. I think it's been out long enough that I don't have to warn you about spoilers. If you haven't seen the movie yet, go watch it, come back. Otherwise, we're going to talk about it. We're not even going to worry about spoilers. It's been out, about a month now, I think. Before we get started about the movie, though, something I learned from IO9, the website, or Gizmodo, same thing, I guess. They noted that the 2011 Marvel's Black Panther animated series is online and streaming for free on YouTube. So this is from Marvel. This is not somebody who recorded it and put it in there and it's going to get taken out. It's Marvel's own channel on YouTube. So go take a look at it there. The whole series is on. I took a quick look at it. It looks pretty good. It's, I think, what they called motion comics. And I'll put a link to the YouTube first episode on YouTube so you can go take a look at it. Okay, so when did you go see Black Panther? Opening weekend?
Yeah. Well, opening night, I think.
Oh, opening night.
I can't remember. I have the theater by my house. A lot of times I'll go and I'll watch on the preview night.
Yeah.
I'll go the preview night if I'm not too tired. Otherwise, I usually go like the very next day. I end up going to the late show a lot of times.
Yeah.
So as long as I'm not too tired, I'll go watch a show that everybody want to watch.
Right.
I was really for it.
Yeah, one of the things you noted in our show notes.
I'll do that. I'm going to do that for.
Did I lose Jay?
It ends up really sucking.
Ah. I think we lost you.
I'm here.
I think you're just breaking up a little. I just wanted to note that Jay noted that it got a really high popcorn rating on Rotten Tomatoes, although the audience rating was kind of mild when you consider it's 97% from critics and kind of a flip 79% popcorn rating from the general moviegoer. Where do you put it, Jay? Near the top or near the 79?
I'm more with the popcorn.
Yeah.
There's very few movies that I've watched that are, if they're highly rated by the critics, there's not too many that I kind of agree with. That's just me. I tend to kind of agree more with the popcorn if it's if they're both rated high.
Yeah.
Right. I tend to be more on the popcorn side.
Yeah, but this one not.
So yeah, I think I figured it'd be 79-80%. I probably put in the 80s, a little bit higher.
Oh, interesting. Popcorn, okay.
But I think it's a solid film.
Yeah, it's a solid film.
Yeah. So.
And just by comparison,
I'm not as high as the critics, but I'm definitely with the popcorn.
Yeah, and just Rotten Tomatoes has a list of all the Marvel movies that they provide the ranking based on their critics' ranking. And Black Panther's number one with 97% Rotten Tomatoes rating. Number two, by the way, is Iron Man with 94. Number three, Marvel's The Avengers, the 2012 movie. And then Thor Ragnarok, which was just last year, that 92%. And coming in 95 is Spider-Man Homecoming at 92%. So it's funny, you know, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 1, 91%, which I thought was a great movie. And I think one of your favorites, Captain America the Winter Soldier. No, you liked Captain America First Avenger better, I think. That was 80%.
No, Winter Soldier.
You like Winter Soldier? Okay. Winter Soldier did get a higher critics rating. Yeah, it got an 89%.
Yeah, Winter Soldier is one of the best Marvel movies that I've seen.
Yeah.
Although I put Guardians higher. Mm. Guardians is probably the first Guardians is probably my favorite Marvel movie so far.
Mm.
That one I love. Yeah.
I put that
in comparison to Thor Ragnarok. I was thinking about it because that was the last Marvel movie I saw.
That was last year, yeah.
And it was so different from Black Panther, right? I mean, they're different kind of movies, but that's what I, because that was the last one I saw. I went, oh, this is interesting. You know, they went one direction with Thor Ragnarok.
Right.
It's very colorful, space odyssey, lots of humor.
Right.
Right. A lot, some tragedy, but lots of humor for a Thor movie, right?
Lots of humor for any Marvel
movie. You didn't really see.
I mean, the only
other
Marvel movies that has much humor is probably Guardians of the Galaxy and maybe Ant-Man.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I just thought that was an interesting comparison between the two.
Yeah.
You know, and then I thought it was interesting that people, if you look at the popcorn rate for Ragnarok, that got a higher rating on the popcorn for Ragnarok versus Black Panther.
Yeah, for the people side.
For people, for people, 87%, which I think is a little high.
Yeah.
For me, for Ragnarok. Yeah, I'd put Black Panther and Ragnarok for me both in the 80s someplace, but probably not high 80s. But I mean, that's just me.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And we should note that the critics rating, the Tomatoes rating, is a amalgamation of, you know, a whole bunch of critics. So, and critics tend to have a very different view of movies than the rest of us. I mean, they like movies that I can't watch sometimes. So.
No, that's true. That's true. You know when a movie is, if both are high.
Yeah.
Chances are it is a really good movie that you're going to enjoy.
Yeah, I agree with
that. For me, I'm going to definitely enjoy.
Yeah.
If they're like, one is high and one is low, either one, it's like, it's a toss-up.
Yeah, and there's some weird ones where
I might not. There's
some really weird ones where the people, you know, like the movie, and by like I mean, you know, 80% or more, and the critics have it down in the, you know, the 30s or 40s or 50s or something. It's either a splat or a low tomato rating.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So what appealed to you about the? I mean, I found the movie really interesting because, it's not really true. I mean, you know, let's just put it this way. Among the Earthbound characters, you know, by Earthbound, I mean like Spider-Man and the, not so much the, I mean, Fantastic Four is a little different because it's, you know, Fox movie. But unlike the galactical movies, you know, like Thor, which can range anywhere, I liked it. I found it interesting. I don't know if I liked it. I found it interesting that Black Panther hardly had any U.S. shots. I think Oakland was in it a couple of times, and that was pretty much it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, he's in Wakanda or he's in South Korea.
Right.
So it was more in a way the movie is more kind of it's more like a spy movie.
Yeah, very much.
You know
so.
where spies go around the world and they follow the villains. They try to capture the villain.
Right. Very much so. And of course the CIA is involved. So mm-hmm. you know it definitely has that element to it.
Mm-hmm.
It was kind of odd to see Dr. Watson in that role, but that's okay. From Sherlock.
But what's interesting is how they have the war dog, the couple of war dogs, right? So yeah. Wakanda has its agents in other countries around the world,
right?
Right, and then they have Nakia,
yeah,
the love interest, right?
Right.
Black Panther's love interest. She's a spy,
right?
Right. So I thought that was interesting how even though the country wants to stay hidden at the beginning of the film, they didn't want to completely disengage from the whole world. They wanted to keep tabs on the world and sent their spies out to funnel information back to their country about what's happening in other countries.
Right. Yeah, that was pretty neat. I also found it interesting that the only other country that got major play was South Korea. You know, I wouldn't say normally, but you would think it would be, I don't know, a European country or, you know, so often you'll see China used as a back setting or Japan, but you rarely see South Korea in a Western movie. At least I'm kind of trying to scratch my forehead and think of other, you know, major movies I've seen in South Korea, and it's kind of rare, I think. So it's kind of neat to see that.
Well, I thought it was, I asked my wife if that bridge...
Yeah,
in Busan, really looks like that, but she hasn't been to Korea for such a long time.
Yeah,
she doesn't know.
Well,
I thought that was really neat.
The other interesting thing is instead of putting it in Seoul, they put it in Busan, which is the second largest city. So
yeah,
you
would think it'd be in Seoul, right?
Right. Yeah, that's what I thought. It's like, oh, it's interesting. So you know, a lot of interesting choices, unexpected choices.
Yes, they made it familiar, but changed it up a little bit.
Right.
So that made it interesting.
Right. And I think Psy was in the background in the nightclub. The music, anyway. Psy's music was in there, in the nightclubs.
Yeah, he was. I heard the music, but yeah. I didn't know the song.
Yeah, yeah. But you could tell it was Psy. So that was pretty good. I think that...
I took my daughter to see it, because I saw it with, like, the first or second night it came out.
Yeah.
And then I took my daughter to go see it. And that's when I caught that it was Psy. I didn't catch it the first time.
Oh, okay. Okay. The other interesting thing that I know friends at work and I were talking about it is... The major bad guy in the movie, it was hard not to like him in some ways. You know, he actually made a lot of sense.
So, oh, yeah, he did. It wasn't a straightforward villain.
Yeah.
Which is probably the first, he's probably the first Marvel villain that, I shouldn't say makes sense, but has a more of a, I don't know. I've always criticized the Marvel villains aren't very good villains usually.
Yeah, I know. I've heard you say that.
Yeah. So, but the Killmonger was a much more interesting villain than what I've seen in many films, whether it's Marvel or DC, because it wasn't straightforward.
Yeah.
Because he had a very compelling argument.
He did. Now, On the other hand, I had a problem with Claw. And there, although he was well portrayed by, Andy Serkis, who's, I think it's the first time I've seen his face, his real face, in a movie. I mean, right? I mean, usually you see him as the Gollum, or you see him in, Planet of the Apes, right? Yes. You never really see him.
Or he's Snoke.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it was like, I know this guy. I can't place him for a while, you know, and then it kind of hit me. Okay, the problem I had with him was Claw. I mean, Claw just was so different from the comic books. I had a problem for a while.
I felt like he was challenging. I felt like he was not channeling Joker.
Really? Well, I didn't see that.
Because he was crazy and he was laughing all the time.
Yeah.
So I'm like, why is it that they're, why do they have to portray characters like that?
Yeah.
It's not a Joker. He's Claw. Claw.
Yeah. You and I have to say, when I say disappointed with the portrayal of character, I don't mean that I expected him to be in a full face mask in a bright red suit, because that would have been equally silly. But
that would have been cool.
It would have been a little cool.
Like if he wore a red suit.
Or even a red overcoat.
Yes.
Right?
That would have been cool. Because like in Jessica Jones, the purple man had a purple suit.
Yeah.
They could have at least done that.
Yeah. Yeah, they could have made him have a real thing about red, you know?
Yes. That's a squandered opportunity.
Yeah. And, of course, we weren't going to worry about spoilers. They killed him off, right, as I recall?
Oh, man.
I know. That's the other thing. He died too soon. I would have been okay if he escaped.
Yeah, but you never know. It is Wakanda, right?
Yeah. Yeah, this is true. As we found out in the first extra ending, right? Or was it the second? I forget which is which. But of the two endings, you know, we saw Winter Soldier reappear.
Yeah, cured of his madness.
Yeah, and
by Black Panther's sister.
Right. Now, what I didn't know is, why is he called White Wolf?
I read about that. There's something behind it, but I don't remember.
So it's not in the comic books? It's a movie thing?
No, it's in the comic someplace. Oh,
it's in the comics, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, it's I had that Easter egg.
Oh yeah, I see that link you have.
Yeah, Easter eggs. It's in there.
Oh, okay.
I forget what it is. Easter egg.
I'm opening it up now too. So of course we're going to use podcast time to research it, because I forgot to do it.
I read it, but I read it before the podcast, but I don't remember.
No problem.
But there is something behind it.
So I searched for it and it says, but the moment that Bucky is called White Wolf may carry a greater meaning. It's the name given to the outsider left stranded, to an outsider left stranded in Wakanda, and eventually raised to be T'Challa's most trusted soldier. So I don't know that part of it, of Winter Soldier's background from the comics. So I'll just leave it at that.
Yeah, I didn't. I don't think it's Winter Soldier who goes to Wakanda who becomes a White Wolf. I think it's someone else.
Oh, in the comics, okay.
Yeah, but I didn't collect that part of Black Panther. I collected Black Panther where he fights M'Baku, right? But before, in the comic books, he wasn't called M'Baku. He was called another name at that time. He wears a gorilla face, right? The mask.
Yeah.
Right. And so he played a character that had like a gorilla skin. It was like super strong. That was actually a really good comic. I mean, the name was, you know, a little of its time, which means it wasn't really borderline racist.
Yeah.
But the story was pretty good, because it was like Black Panther, right? He's pretty, I wouldn't say he's super powerful, but he's not a pushover either, right?
Right.
Right. So you got to, you know, create characters that can, you know, compete with him, right? And so what do? They create this really large, you know, very powerful character to fight Black Panther, right? Who's more lithe, even though he's very strong. So I like the M'Baku character, because it reminded me of the comics that I collected at that time when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Well, it was a good story.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's hard to say much, for me anyway, to say much more about the Black Panther, you know, because mostly because although I read the character when it first appeared in Fantastic Four, and I think I may have read the first series after that, you know, first independent, but I really never followed him past that. So I really don't know much about the character past its his origin. And, you know, there's so much evolvement in Marvel characters. They morph so much over the decades that it wasn't quite... I mean, you know, Wakanda was still there, Vibranium was still there, so that part was pretty consistent with what I knew. But past that, like his sister and all that stuff, I didn't know any of that.
Yeah, I think that's more from the modern stories. Because I'm like you, I picked up the earlier comic series versus the later ones.
Right.
So I'm not that familiar with it. All I know is I believe he marries Storm.
Now that's interesting.
Modern comics.
Yeah, from the X-Men.
I think if you look it up, I thought he got married to Storm at some point.
Yeah, well, they're going to need to... Well, I guess they own the Fox characters now, so that's possible.
Yeah, that's some sort of arrangement.
Yeah.
So when they had Nakia, right?
Right.
In the film, right? And I was like, oh, okay, she's going to get... Then I'm thinking, oh, they own... Right? They're going to bring X-Men in. So at some point, are they going to replace Nakia with Storm?
Right. Or they're just going to ignore it.
Yeah, they're going to ignore it. Which would actually be very interesting. That would be so cool. To have X-Men in Wakanda?
Yeah.
That would be awesome.
Yeah. And, you know, they've changed a lot of things in the comics. So, for example, in Thor, Jane Foster has pretty much disappeared. Also, Jane Foster morphed from a nurse into an astrophysicist. So, you know, they don't seem to have any problems with modifying a character heavily to make it fit. You know, kind of a modern point of view.
In the comic books, Jane Foster's Thor now.
Yeah.
Right, yeah. Or she was, right? She this last I was reading, I think she gets killed off or she stops being Thor or something.
Yeah, I think the cancer finally kills her or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, so every time she becomes Thor and she returns to Jane Foster, the treatment for her cancer is eradicated, so she becomes sicker and sicker.
Mm.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that sucks.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, it's kind of a classic superhero problem, right? Well, not classic. In some, did you read Agents of Thunder years ago?
Agents of Thunder.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're the Thunder Agents.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're the higher United Nations Defense Enforcement Reserves. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I love the Thunder Agents.
Right. So you remember there was a speedster character, right? Whose name is Lightning. So and all of their powers were scientifically created, artificially created for them. They weren't, part of them. So the super speedster Lightning had a belt that made him maybe not flash quick, but let's say Quicksilver quick. His problem was whenever he used his speed or he used a belt to make him super fast, he started aging.
Yeah, that was cool. That was awesome.
Right. And so there are other kind of characters like that, or Mento, not to be confused with the candy, whose helmet gave him like telepathy and other kinds of psychic type powers scientifically, but it also drove him mad. So,
well, that's in Doom Patrol, but there was another one in Thunder Agent.
Yeah, wasn't he also called Mento?
I think he was, but he didn't go mad. What he was evil. He was like he worked for the anti-Thunder Agents group.
Oh, I didn't know
what
that.
They're called.
I always thought it was the helmet.
Well, he originally was a spy against the Thunder Agents.
Yeah.
And then when he put on the helmet, he became good.
Yeah.
Right? But the one in Doom Patrol, he eventually turns him crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a classic series. Wally Wood, I think, was the original artist. And
I know. I wish the guy who owns the rights would just finally let someone do something with it.
It did get revived maybe 20 years ago.
Well, he got revived a few times, but he kept on squashing the rights, from other people. People going, they had the rights, they didn't have the rights.
Yeah.
There was a run that was really, really good. George Perez wrote it and everything. Right. And then DC in the New 52 brought them back.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I collected it because I love the Thunder Agents.
Yeah, they're great.
And then after the series was done, they were done.
Yeah.
Right? And then there was a time when, DC announced that they were going to have this new Thunder Agents series and they were going to reprint all the Thunder Agents comics.
Ooh, that would have been cool.
And I don't the original series never got off the ground. I don't know if they ever really got around to reprinting all the old comics because there's this guy who owns the rights. And then I don't know why he can't find a deal. I don't know. Maybe he can't find the right deal that he wants. But I mean, those characters are really good. They should get their own movie.
That would be great.
That would be awesome.
Menthor, that was his name. Menthor, not Mentor.
In the Thunder Agent?
Yeah, I just went to look it up while you were talking.
Yeah. Yeah, that was, I thought, was interesting, right? He was the bad guy, but every time he put it on, he couldn't help but do good stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, what's... I mean, then when he take it off, he's like, oh, man.
Yeah, what did I do?
I did good in the world.
All righty. I know you have to run, Jay, so any other final comments?
I had to see it twice to catch everything.
Okay.
My hearing's not as good as it used to be.
Oh, no.
And so I probably listen to too loud music all the time. It's not really bad.
Right.
But there's certain things where it's like, I can't hear certain things.
Right.
I can tell.
High frequency loss or something. Yeah.
Yeah. So I watch everything with subtitles at home. So when there's no subtitles, it's hard for, and they all have accents, right? A lot of the characters have accents.
Yes. By design. So
yes. Which is fine.
Yeah.
Which is fine. So I told people at work, and I told my daughter, well, they have accents, and so I really liked it, but there are parts I just had a hard time. So I actually liked it better when they were speaking Wakandan, because then I could read the subtitles.
Subtitles. Like, okay. Yeah.
You know, that's really good. I like that. Yeah. But the second time around, I was able to, because I'd already knew the story, right?
Right.
It was easier for me to pick up exactly what was going on. So I got a little bit a richer flavor of the of the film. And usually that's what ends up happening. I'll go see a Marvel movie by myself.
Yeah.
The first night or the second night.
Right.
Right. I'll try to wait and forget it. I'm going. And then another time when my family can go see it, then we'll go see it again. Then I'll pick up a lot more things. It's a very densely packed movie with all kinds of things in it. And there's so many things happening. It's
Well, you are fortunate to live so near to a theater. You can do that.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. And the time when I took my daughter, it was like Sunday night. Do you have homework?
Yeah.
And like, nah, I'm pretty much done. Do you want to go? It's up to you. You haven't seen it, right? He says, no, my boyfriend already saw it with his family. I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah.
We can go. You don't mind? Yeah, it's a good movie. Let's go watch it. So on Sundays, right, at Consolidated,
yeah,
it's like $6. It's like they have like cheap popcorn.
Yeah.
Like cheap, large popcorn, right?
Yeah.
And so we're just going to get rid of popcorn. They said, we got the big popcorn. They said, oh, you know, it's cheap. And said, really? He said, yeah, people just come in and get the popcorn. I went, oh, I should do that on Sundays because we live right next door. I never thought about that. So, yeah, just come in, you can get popcorn, they sell it to you.
$6,
you're whatever. Yeah, $6. And because you get the large one, right?
Yeah,
you get two.
Yeah.
Because it's the free refill.
Yeah.
Right? And so we're like, oh, yeah, next time on Sunday, we want to get some movie theater popcorn.
Right.
Go to the theater and get some popcorn.
Now, before I let you go, one thing completely different, and that is I know you stopped watching Gotham a while back, and you know I was pretty disgusted at 1.2, as you recall. But I kept watching it, and it's really improved. And in the last episode, Batman makes a shadowy appearance in a dream sequence.
I've heard that.
Yeah.
I've been reading about the episodes, like, you know, and stuff like that.
Just to see what's going on,
Just to kind of see what's going on. I heard that show is just nuts. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Like, things are like, it's like, Jerome is back.
Yeah.
And is he the Joker? Isn't he the Joker? Yeah. And then there's these other characters that in there. And it's like, and then the Batman, the Bruce Wayne character, he's getting older.
Right.
You know, and then there's, I heard about the Batman sequence.
Yeah. Which was awesome, by the way.
Right. And then I heard, you know, Batman wasn't the first Batman or something. The Jim Gordon actor was telling people that or something like that. Yeah. That show is nuts.
And the Poison Ivy character has had three actresses portray her by design.
What?
Yeah, they're on the third actress.
It's like, how does DC let these guys get away with it? It's like, do whatever you want.
It's pretty close to that.
As long as you can show Batman but not really use him.
Yeah.
But other than that, we don't care what the villains are. So what if they're going to be super old when Batman comes around?
Yeah.
But maybe that's why he can beat them so easily. Because they're all much older and they're all like this young kid is going around beating us up. You know. But I'm actually looking forward to Krypton.
Yes, I already have that set on my DVR.
I am really looking forward to Krypton. Did you watch the featurette?
I did.
And I was like, wow, this looks really, with Adam Strange
that's
and the time travel thing. Yeah.
And you know, that's the only reason I want to watch. I could care less about the prequel at the grandfather level. I just want to see Adam Strange.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And the whole concept, like, if you don't like do this, then your grandson will never become Superman, right, kind of thing. Right. Kind of like a Back to the Future thing.
Right, and he brings the cape back and everything.
And the cape starts to disappear.
Yeah.
And I'm like, whoa. And then when they show Brainiac, and they finally show Brainiac, like, how he should be shown.
Yeah.
Not like that stupid Brainiac 5 in Supergirl.
Yes.
He's not even green.
Yes.
He's not even green.
That's just
You couldn't
wrong.
Make him green?
That's just
I mean, you
wrong.
Made him really nerdy, but, I mean, why can't you make him green? Why do you... See, that's the thing. Why do they have to change things that don't need to be changed?
I don't know.
That doesn't need to be changed, right? In a way, it's almost like... I know... I mean, it doesn't matter to me that Amy Adams is Lois Lane. I'm okay with that.
Really? I'm not. But okay.
But in some ways, I kind of agree with you in the sense that, why does she have to be redhead?
Yeah. How hard is it to dye her hair?
Yeah. Seriously. It's, like, I love Ezra Miller.
Yeah.
As an actor.
Yeah.
But he's a brunette.
Yeah.
And his dad is also a brunette now.
Yeah.
And it's like, couldn't you dye the hair? I mean, how bad is that? Even Jason Momoa.
Yeah.
They gave him blonde highlights. Even that.
Yeah.
They tried to make him a little bit more like Arthur Curry.
Yeah.
I mean, that's something, at least, right?
At least a nod.
Yeah. What is it? Even Emil used to do this stuff with us. He would say every once in a while, why do they have to mess with the story? It's a good story. Keep to the story, right?
Totally agree.
You know, it's like, what was it? Fantastic Four and then Silver Surfer and then Galactus.
Oh, yeah. That was a travesty.
That was stupid. That was
travesty.
Like, Galactus was so, I was like, that's so dumb. Yeah. Why would you do that?
Yeah.
Again, Hollywood, our advice is free. Like you always say, we're so cheap, but
yes.
We are wise.
Yes.
We can show you how to do a really good Fantastic Four movie, and it'll sell. If we get tickets to the premiere, hey, that's cool, too.
That's enough.
That would be wonderful.
Maybe free large popcorn, too.
Oh, and a refill?
Yeah.
But, yeah, you
we're
know,
cheap.
It's like, why you got why mess... Make the guy green.
Yeah.
Make Brainiac green. Make him scary, the collector of worlds, which he's supposed to be. He's supposed to be a terrifying creature from Kolu.
Right.
Just do that. I mean, that's so interesting. That's really interesting.
Well, you know, maybe they'll do Fantastic Four right one of these days. We can only hope it's in our lifetime.
I don't know. I feel like I'm going to have to write it myself.
Ah, well.
And then the ultimate Fantastic Four screenplay will be in a house in Hawaii.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I know you got to run.
Yeah.
So okay. I will stop the podcast here and we will regroup again. Hopefully sometime soon. Got a lot to talk to you about. Bunch of TV shows, couple of comic books, upcoming movies. We're going to have a busy summer.
Yes.
Okay, we will talk to you next time, folks. Comics News Podcast 96.